听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. Well, every day it seems there is something new to buy. Many products are thought up with the purpose of making money, while others are created with the purpose of helping others. In today's lesson, we'll meet Joshua Silver. His bright idea falls into the second category. In fact, his invention could help everybody in the world who needs glasses see clearly by the year 2020. What's Silver's invention called? Liquid glasses. And our article starts on page 27. Please join us now as we read.
Liquid glasses. A new kind of glasses may solve a major world problem. What would you do if you had trouble reading this page? You would probably go to an eye doctor who might give you glasses. For many people around the world, though, such a solution isn't that simple. The World Health Organization reports that around 1 billion people in the world could benefit from glasses. Yet places like Ghana have only one optometrist per 8 million people. This makes glasses almost impossible to get. Joshua Silver, a professor at Oxford University, however, may have solved the problem.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us today when we're talking about an organization's article. And as you know, as usual, whenever we cover an organization, we like to cover a special organization that helps meet people's needs. And today is no exception. We're going to be talking about an organization that provides glasses for people. And these are very special glasses, as you'll find out. Our article's title is called Liquid Glasses, and that is a new kind of eyewear.
That is a new kind of eyewear, liquid glasses. They sound very interesting, and we will find out about those as we read through our article. It says, a new kind of glasses may solve a major world problem. And as you will find out, there is a major world problem going on right now that these liquid glasses would really help. So let's get started on our text. It starts out by asking a question. What would you do if you had trouble reading this page? Now, Chip, let me just ask you that question. What would you do if you had a difficult time reading the page?
Right. Well, if I couldn't see this page very clearly and I couldn't read it, I think I would probably get my eyes tested. I might try to go to an eye doctor.
Okay, that's right, and that's what most people would do, and that's what our article says. It says, you would probably go to an eye doctor who might give you glasses. Most people in the world, if they have problems with their eyes, it just is a matter of getting to a doctor, having your eyes checked, getting a prescription, and maybe buying some glasses or some contact lenses. But for many people around the world, this is not the case. Why is that?
Right. Well, our article says that such a solution, which that simple solution of visiting the eye doctor, it's not that simple for many people around the world. Our article goes on to say that the World Health Organization reports that around 1 billion people in the world could benefit from glasses. So about 1 billion people in the world need glasses, according to the World Health Organization.
That's right. So the World Health Organization is an organization that is run by the United Nations. And as you probably know, the United Nations is made up of many countries throughout the world, and they often meet together and have meetings and try to make decisions that will help the world. So the World Health Organization is run by the United Nations, and its purpose is to figure out better health services for governments around the world. So they're very important. You often hear about the World Health Organization making announcements when diseases have broken out and things. So the World Health Organization reports that chip around 1 billion people could benefit from glasses.
Right. And a billion is one with 9 zeros after it. There are a little over 6 billion people in the world. And so 1 billion is a large percentage of the total population. So 1 billion people in the world need glasses. But places like Ghana in West Africa have only one optometrist per 8 million people. Now, that is not very many eye doctors per person.
Right, because an optometrist is an eye doctor, a person who will examine your eyes and give you glasses or contact lenses. So there are not enough eye doctors for all of these people. This makes glasses almost impossible to get. But fortunately, we are meeting a person named Joshua Silver, and Joshua Silver is a professor at Oxford University, which is a very, very famous university in England. And Chip, it says that Joshua Silver has done something that might be very good.
Right. It sounds like he may have solved the problem. So now that could either mean that he is able to give more optometrists, more eye doctors to areas that need eye doctors, or he's done something else. And it sounds like he's created a special kind of glasses. So we're going to take a break, and we'll learn more about his solution to this problem after the break. Before we break, let's visit the chat room. And before that, let's watch a skit.
What does this say? I'm having trouble reading this page.
Oh, maybe you need glasses. You should go to the eye doctor.
Oh, well, it's not that simple. Glasses are almost impossible to get.
Getting glasses should be easy.
Oh, but my eye doctor has 8 million patients. It takes a long time to get an appointment.
Wow, 8 million? Oh, well, maybe these special glasses can help solve your problem.
Special glasses?
Yes, they are liquid-filled. You can adjust them yourself.
So I don't need an eye doctor?
That's right. You just turn the dial, and that changes the strength of the lenses.
Oh, that's great. Let me try.
Okay. Put them on, and see, now can you read the paper?
No, not yet.
Well, turn the dial and make the lenses stronger.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yes! Well, now I can see clearly.
Great. Now, seal the lens with the valve.
Okay. The glasses are sealed.
So now you can see?
Uh-huh. I can see this page very clearly now. Thank you.
So what does it say?
Well, I don't know. It's written in German.
Oh.
Sorry to bother you, Ken, but did you lose a pair of glasses?
No, I didn't. Did you find it in the library?
I found them in the reference section.
Actually, why did you say you found them? It's one glasses.
It's a pair of glasses.
Oh, I see. So, do glasses take a singular or plural verb?
Glasses are plural, so they take a plural verb.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But they take a singular verb when you say a pair of glasses.
Oh, really?
There was a pair of glasses on the table this morning.
Why can't you say there were a pair of glasses on the table?
Because pair is singular. When you are referring to the glasses individually, you say pair of plus the singular verb.
What are some other phrases using pair of?
A pair of jeans or pants takes a singular verb.
So I can say this pair of pants is expensive?
Yes. Or you could say these pants are expensive.
Okay, so we just take out the pair of phrase and use a plural verb.
There is a pair of scissors on the table, or scissors are on the table.
But Ashley, what if there is more than one pair? Do the rules change?
Yes. When you have more than one pair, you have pairs. Pairs of is singular.
Oh, there are 5 pair of pants on sale?
No, there are 5 pairs of pants on sale.
Why did you add an S to pair?
Because a pair implies that there are 2 different parts in a group. If you say there are 5 pair, then you would be saying there are 10 different parts. It's better to say 5 pairs.
I see. Well, Ashley, I hope you find the owner of those glasses.
Me too. I'll just put them in the library's lost and found.
英文当中有很多的字必须要用复数，像剪刀 scissors, 裤子 pants, 眼镜 glasses 都是复数的名词。因此呢，这些字的动词也都要用复数，比如说 where are my glasses, 而不是 where is my glasses, here they are, 而不是 here it is。另外也可以用 pair, 就是一双一对。若是我们用 pair 的话呢，动词就要用单数，因为 pair 这个字是个单数名词。我们可以举个例子，这一条裤子很贵，可以讲 These pants are expensive, 或是用 pair, This pair of pants is expensive. Okay, let's go for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, there are millions of people around the world right now who are having a hard time keeping a job or getting a job because they can't see clearly. So, in another way, Joshua Silver's invention could give millions of people new hope, new purpose, and self-respect, right? The price of a pair of liquid glasses is about $15. But as demand increases, Silver hopes to get the cost down to about $2 or less. Pretty incredible, right? Let's get back to the reading now about liquid glasses. They may truly solve a major world problem. We're now on line 14.
Liquid glasses. Silver has developed liquid-filled glasses that wearers adjust themselves without seeing a doctor. The lenses are filled with oil. Using a dial on the glasses, the wearer adjusts the amount of oil. This changes the strength of the lens. After the wearer finds the right strength, he seals the lens with a valve. Results show that among those who have tried the glasses, around 80% successfully corrected their vision. Silver's goal is for everyone who still needs glasses to have them by 2020. With his self-adjusting glasses, Silver may find that his goal just might be in sight.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we learned that there are over 1 billion people throughout the world who are in need of glasses, but there just are not enough eye doctors or optometrists to go around. So fortunately, Joshua Silver has come up with a solution to the problem, and that solution is that he has developed liquid-filled glasses that wearers adjust themselves without seeing a doctor. Now, this sounds like a huge step in the right direction. These people can get these glasses without even going to a doctor.
Right. They don't need an eye doctor in their area to improve their ability to see. And the thing that makes these glasses special is the lenses. Now, those of you who have glasses are probably looking through the lenses right now. The lenses are the part of the glasses that you look through. They're clear and usually made of glass or maybe a special kind of plastic. So these lenses and these liquid-filled glasses are filled with oil. So it sounds like these lenses have an empty space inside them that can be filled with oil.
Okay, which would be very different from regular glasses. Let's find out what this oil is for. It says that using a dial on the glasses, the wearer adjusts the amount of oil. So it's important for the wearer, once they have the glasses, they have to learn how to adjust the oil because it sounds like the oil is going to help with the strength of the lens.
Okay, the strength of the lens is another way of saying the power of the lens, or how strong are the lenses. Now, if you have really, really bad vision, then you probably need really, really strong lenses, or you need a high-strength lens. If your vision is, it's not too bad, then you probably don't need as great of strength in your lenses.
Okay, and after the wearer finds the right strength, so they've taken time to adjust the amount of oil that are in the lenses, he then seals the lens with a valve. And a valve is a device that opens and closes to allow gases and or liquids in and out. And you can actually see a picture in your magazine article of the sealing valve. So they would have to seal off the valve so that the right amount of oil stays in those lenses once they have been adjusted.
Okay, now I think this is an absolutely fascinating, very interesting way of solving this problem. These are glasses that people can adjust themselves. And the results are pretty positive. Our article says that the results show that among those who have tried the glasses, around 80% successfully corrected their vision. Now that's spectacular.
That is spectacular. 80%, that is a lot of people who are being helped by these glasses. Now when we see that word vision, we know that the word vision is just the ability to see. So these people, once they get their hands on these glasses, it helps them see much more clearly. Well, that is our Grammar on the Go sentence for today, so let's go to Liz and see what she has to say about it.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm in Ghana today, in West Africa. And as our article states, Ghana is one of those places in the world where they have only one optometrist per 8 million people. Thanks to Joshua Silver and his liquid-filled glasses, that problem may have a solution now. According to our article, results show that among those who have tried the glasses, around 80% successfully corrected their vision. That's our grammar tip sentence for today. A different way to say this would be, results show that around 80% of those who have tried the glasses successfully corrected their vision. Same meaning. However, in the case of today's sentence, the writer begins by putting focus on a special group of people. Notice the phrase towards the beginning of the sentence, among those who have tried the glasses. So the attention is on the people who have tried the glasses. And out of that specific group, 80% of them have corrected their vision. This kind of a sentence pattern creates a stronger impression for the readers and is often found in statistics and reports. First, let the readers focus on a target group and then talk about the percentage within the target group. For example, a study reports that among American children under age 17, 82% of them are gamers. Or, a recent report shows that among 13-year-old girls, 53% say they are unhappy with their bodies. So, next time, when you're giving a report and need to give some numbers or statistics, Give this sentence pattern a try. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Ghana. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, our article goes on to say that Joshua Silver's goal is for everyone who still needs glasses to have them by 2020. So that's in about 10 years from now. He hopes that everyone who needs glasses will have them. Now, we actually have some more info for some more information for you on the Global Vision 2020.
Kevin White began Global Vision 2020 as a way to distribute Silver's glasses to needy people around the world. He trains volunteers from local organizations in developing countries. The volunteers are given two simple tasks: distribute glasses to those in need and train other local volunteers to do the same. In this way, White says, the Global Vision vision will continue to grow.
What an interesting organization. Now with Silver's self-adjusting glasses, he may find that his goal just might be in sight. That means in the near future, all of these people may have access to glasses without needing a doctor. We hope you enjoyed learning about this organization today. We'll see you next time here on Studio Classroom.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 lens, L-E-N-S 这个名词。 lens 是指镜片，注意它的复数形式字尾，原来的 s 再加上 es 变成 lenses, L-E-N-S-E-S。 例如 One lens broke when my eyeglasses fell on the ground。 我的眼镜掉在地上时，一边的镜片破掉了。如果是隐形眼镜的话，是 contact lenses, C-O-N-T-A-C-T。Lens 也可以指镜头，例如 The lens of this camera is very delicate. 这个相机的镜头很容易受损。接下来我们看的是 strength 这个名词。Strength 本来是指力量，但是在这里是指眼镜的度数。例如 As I grew older, the strength of my eyeglasses needed to be readjusted. 我的年龄渐长，眼镜的度数也需要再度调整。Strength 也指各种特质的强度，例如 I only need coffee of normal strength. Espresso is way too strong for me. 我只需要一般浓度的咖啡， Espresso 对我来说太浓了。最后我们看的是 vision 这个不可数的名词。 V-I-S 这个字根是指看见，所以 vision 是指眼睛的视力。例如 He has very limited vision in his right eye. 他右眼的视力非常有限。或者是 doing eye exercises can improve one's vision. 做眼睛体操可以改善视力。如果是标准视力的话，叫做 2020 vision. 意思就是在离开视力图20英尺的地方，可以看得到一般人20英尺应该看到的字。And I guess that's all the time for today. Take good care of your eyes. See you around. Bye bye.
Liquid glasses. A new kind of glasses may solve a major world problem. What would you do if you had trouble reading this page? You would probably go to an eye doctor who might give you glasses. For many people around the world, though, such a solution isn't that simple. The World Health Organization reports that around 1 billion people in the world could benefit from glasses. Yet places like Ghana have only one optometrist per 8 million people. This makes glasses almost impossible to get. Joshua Silver, a professor at Oxford University, however, may have solved the problem. Silver has developed liquid-filled glasses that wearers adjust themselves without seeing a doctor. The lenses are filled with oil. Using a dial on the glasses, the wearer adjusts the amount of oil. This changes the strength of the lens. After the wearer finds the right strength, he seals the lens with a valve. Results show that among those who have tried the glasses, around 80% successfully corrected their vision. Silver's goal is for everyone who still needs glasses to have them by 2020. With his self-adjusting glasses, Silver may find that his goal just might be in sight.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 8,
from our previous episode.
Jen, look at this. It's from your dad.
Jenny's heart sank as she read the text message.
Jen, be careful. Very concerned. Confirmed ID from license Kate sent us. Not good. Need to talk to you right away. You may be in danger. See you at dinner, Dad.
Fear gripped Jenny's heart as she began to read. Jen, be careful. Very concerned. Confirmed ID from license Kate sent us. Not good. Need to talk to you right away. You may be in danger. See you at dinner.
Well, the plot thickens, as they say.
This is no time for kidding, Kate. I'm getting scared. What do you think about it?
I think we'd better get to the restaurant quickly. Your dad will be able to tell us personally.
The ride to the restaurant took much longer than it should have. Traffic was mostly a crawl due to the rush hour. When they reached their destination, they were already a half hour late.
Kate, glad you finally made it. Bad traffic, huh?
Yes, but we are ready for a relaxing evening now. Mr. Baxton, this is Jenny Tsai.
Nice to meet you, Jenny, and welcome to Cairo. Are you having a nice time so far?
Kate and Jenny both shot glances at each other, and both knew it was best not to go into the events of the day.
It's all I've ever dreamed it to be.
I'm glad to hear that. After 16 years here, I am still taken by the rich heritage and culture found uniquely here. What has Kate planned for you while you're here? Have you established your itinerary?
By the way, friends, it's no coincidence that Silver set his ambitious goal to be completed in the year 2020. 2020 is an eye doctor's way of saying perfect vision. Simply put, it describes a person's ability to identify a small letter or number from a distance of 20 feet. We at Studio Classroom always love to highlight inventions that help needy people around the world. We hope you enjoyed learning about liquid glasses. Please join us again tomorrow for another organization lesson. Until then, friends, have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.